Well, now, another aspect of this heat wave is that Irish Water's National Incident Management Team has been meeting this morning. They've warned that more than 30 water supplies around the country are now officially in drought, with dozens more in potential drought. Tom Cuddy is Irish Water's Head of Asset Operations, and he's on the line. Tom, what's the latest on water supplies and your concerns, not just for those which you say are in drought, but for others which are potentially at risk?
Well, Brian, you've outlined the numbers that are there from this morning, but we're having further notifications coming through, so those numbers are likely to increase. And of course, the weekend in particular is going to continue to be challenging. We have no rain at the moment. It's very hot, and it's going to be ongoing for a few weeks as per Met Aaron's figures. And also, we have a rainfall deficit year to date. So the ground is very dry. The rivers are low. The boreholes are low. And demand is extremely high in the urban areas. In the greater Dublin area, the usage is over 40 million litres greater per day this time today than this day last week. And in holiday resorts and areas like that, in agricultural areas, it's even much higher, the increase. So, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, when you describe a water supply system as being in drought, and I think the figure we had is 32, is that right? Is that the latest? Mm-hmm. Which is up from 24?
About 13 at the start of the week, and it's grown through the week, and it's continued to grow.
So what does that mean, 32 supplies in drought?
Well, essentially, from a water supply point of view, it means that the supply exceeds the demand capacity. Now, we can undertake short-term interventions to make up the difference, but really that's not sustainable over an extended period.
So for people then who depend on those supplies that are in drought for their water supply, what does it mean?
Well, we're taking quite a number of interventions, and in many cases up to now we've been able to ensure that the interventions have little or no impact on the customers. For example, we're tankering water from suppliers that have sufficient into suppliers that are in deficit. We are in some cases able to open valves between adjacent schemes. We can reduce the pressure on the network, on the overall network, so that there's less water from every time somebody turns on the tap, but nobody really feels the difference. And we're also intervening at some of the sources where we are bringing in online sources that had been, if you like, offline, and we're also pumping where we were relying on gravity. Mm-hmm. So we're doing quite a bit at this stage, at this first stage, which is having little impact on people. Yeah. In some areas, four or five schemes, we have introduced partial nighttime restrictions. So in those areas, people will be aware of
otherwise, they might even be aware.
Yes, and that's where we are for now. But of course, it's an escalating situation, Brian, and it's likely, certainly over the weekend and over the following few days, that this will extend further into more areas.
All right. Well, no doubt we'll keep in touch with you over the coming days. But for the moment, Tom Cuddy from Irish Water, thanks very much indeed for that.